We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Boom, the tweet is out. Follow us at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. Afternoon, everybody. Chad, Dave, Rusty, a lot of folks today. We're going to talk losing streaks. I think we also have to tell the Democrats, maybe don't get so haughty yet. Rena Sargentopoulos, what a great addition Rena is to the show. You with me? She's fun. She Fabulous. Surprises us. She's great. 105 for a while at some point this time of year. Since I've been here, we've babbled about persons of the year, right? Whether it's time, whether it's Minnesota. So we'll do that again. But Dave, with an outstanding suggestion, WCC Radio Person of the Year.
I think we need to do it.
And I think your pick is just as good as gold.
Well, I offered you a few suggestions. I assume you're referring to myself.
Mm-mm. No, the engineer who was here for like a cup of coffee and then before the biggest event of the year gave us the kind of the finger pistols and said, I'm out of here. I mean, I think he's got to be person of the year.
I think so. I mean, person of the year, as Time always says, doesn't have to be the best
exactly.
person. Has to be impact.
Impactful. It's the biggest event of the year. And the guy would walk around with his collar up, and he'd go into like weird meetings, and he really never did a damn thing.
That's what we're
Seemed
told.
Like a likable guy, but it's like, who are you? First of all, don't do that to me. Don't give me that. Okay, what are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Why are you wearing a Hawaiian shirt? You're in Minnesota. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to, you know, I'm not even going to go to the state fair and even look at any equipment. And then the Tuesday before, I'm out of here. I mean, impactful. That's
yep.
what it is.
Very much.
I mean, I think he's the winner, but we'll toss other suggestions out. Chris Carter. Without a doubt, one of the 10 greatest Vikings ever, one of the 10 greatest wide receivers ever, and the best sports interview of a person I've interviewed a lot over the years is Chris Carter. I haven't talked to Chris in a while. We talked on the phone today, had a fun conversation. Chris used to be on a lot with me, a lot with Dan and I, and obviously he's done a lot in the media himself. And I thought, hey, let's get a hold of Chris Carter. And so today was the schedule. We worked out. So Chris Carter's with us, 1:35. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara is with us at 2:08. So Don keeps losing. The 45th president is on a pretty remarkable losing streak. The Trump Organization loses in court, and If anybody out there believes Donald Trump when he's saying, I had nothing to do with it. Ivanka had nothing to do with it. It was just Alan Weisselberg on his own. You're a moron. Is that direct enough?
I think I got where you're going. Yeah.
Nothing happens at the Trump Organization without Donald Trump. How many people said, as successful as it was, as big as it was, and they had bankruptcy stuff. They were a roller coaster. But to act like they weren't successful is rather naive. It's a family organization. And one guy has the say. So when all of a sudden, for tax reasons, said place was worth $100, and then when I want to get a loan at the bank, it's worth $1,000. If you think anybody but Don Trump is okay in that, I have Machu Picchu in my backyard in Plymouth. Wouldn't it be great if I did have Machu Picchu in my backyard?
It would be one heck of a yard.
Yeah, it would be. I saw it, la-di-da, good for me. Traveled to Peru years ago on a WCCO trip. It was amazing. I wish it was in my backyard, though.
Would be nice.
I have a drainage pond in my backyard.
That's at least something.
Not quite Machu Picchu. He picked Herschel Walker. I've had friends of mine who I respect a lot who saw my tweet who've been in the day. No, he had to go along with it. Multiple smart people I like. I like both of you. You're not correct.
Don wasn't coerced? Is that what you're saying?
No, Don was not held down. Because here is the basis of Don picking you. You kiss his ass. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We're done. You kiss his backside. You say he won. You are an election denier. And you fawn all over him. Herschel, one of the worst candidates, planet Earth. I mean, amazing football career. The best college running back I've watched in my life. And I'm old. No, I will not say that. I am not old.
I don't know. Our discussion yesterday, you sounded like you had come to the realization you are old.
No, I'm not. I'm 57. I act 14. I don't say I'm jelly like Adam, so apparently I'm not old.
Well, Herschel, I mean, you mentioned the football career. That's why he was a perfect choice for Trump. He's a guy that Trump looked up to as a football player, was amazed by an athlete, or by him as an athlete,
what else?
But would still kiss his backside.
And he played for him. He went to the Generals, right? Not, you know, who the Harlem Globetrotters would beat up the, were they the New York Generals or the New Jersey Generals, when Don had the team. And, I mean, you had no idea what Herschel was saying. You had no idea what controversy was going to happen. You, Brian Kemp had more votes than Herschel Walker, who easily beat Stacey Abrams, in every single county in Georgia. So if they run a competent Republican in Georgia, he or she wins. I believe that 1,000%, as opposed to here are people coming out, he's physically abused me. He forced me to get an abortion. He doesn't live in this state. Oh, here's one of my kids. I hate my dad. I mean, it was vampires and whatever. I mean, just these stories that made no sense. They hit him. Dr. Oz, goofball. Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania, uber goofball. I mean, you are going to win when the Democrats have the president. And by the way, Joe Biden, next segment I'm saying Democrats, don't unbuckle your pants and take the belt out and feel so great about yourself. Because without a couple things, you're not winning. And by the way, your guy is not popular. Although Joe Biden, heard this last night, the first Democrat since FDR in 1934, while president, to see every Democrat who's running for re-election to win.
Wow.
That's a hell of a statement.
That's a streak breaker.
Donald loses in court all of the time. Remember when he announced that he's running for re-election? Has there ever been less buzz? Is anybody even talking about that anymore? And he told us, you elect me, we're going to win so many times, you're going to get bored with winning. What he did in 2016 is historic and spectacular. That will never be taken away from him, or should be. And you know who his campaign manager was? Him. You know who ran that campaign? He did. Sure, Bannon and Kellyanne and others. He pulled that off. And the first year, he had some success. He loses the House. He loses the presidency. He cries and whines about it. He sees our democracy, a coup taking place, and he sits on his ample backside, does nothing. He calls for the Constitution to be torn up. And when Joe Biden is not popular at all, and inflation is still a major issue, and crime is still a major issue, they win the House back, but by the smallest margin in decades. And the Democrats control the Senate. He's on a bad losing streak. And you know what? It's slowly changing, too. More and more Republicans are standing up to him. More and more everyday Republicans are saying, I want no part of the guy. If five or six people stay in the race for a long time in the Republican primary, he still has a chance. But if it's down to three, let's say it's down to DeSantis, Pompeo, and Trump, he's not going to win because his max is about 30%. He wins if it's, you know, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, and Adam Carter. The more the merrier. Because even in 16, he never got really, when they all were in there, he'd get like 25, and that was enough. So what do you think? Because I think it's factual. All he does is keep losing. In court, with the election, with his business, and his hand-picked candidates in prominent positions. By the way, the stats he tosses out, about 85%, no one knows where the data is from. It's just, it's made-up stuff. So what do you think about that? 651-461-9226. And by the way, the Democrats, I'll tell you why the Democrats shouldn't feel that great about what has happened. They feel pleased, but they shouldn't feel like, hey, we've solved the Rubik's Cube. By the way, were you ever good at the Rubik's Cube?
No.
No, I was not either. Why should the Democrats kind of calm down, put their shoulder back in its socket? I'll tell you in moments. Well, since we're starting with the Georgia election, Dave has picked Georgia theme music, and this is it. I mean, you're not going to have a better Georgia song than this.
There's some that are related to Georgia that are very good, but I mean, come on.
Ray Charles.
On, Ray.
Is he potentially the best? I mean, you hear Ray Charles's voice. The voice is so good, how he delivers everything. Amazing.
I mean, you can put other names up there, but it's not like you're going to kick him off the short list.
No. And Jamie Foxx's portrayal?
Tremendous.
Amazing. Oscar Jamie Foxx, how many people, multi-dimensional talents, are better than Jamie Foxx?
He is vastly underappreciated.
100%. And I know he's a star. I mean, his acting's really good. His comedy is so good. His impressions are as good as anybody's all across the spectrum. He's an amazing talk show host, guest. Yeah, he should be even bigger. Okay, the Democrats. We'll get to a lot of your texts. The Democrats, without Roe v. Wade and without Don Trump running, they get their butts kicked. Yes or no? Roe v. Wade, which conservatives, to their credit, have tried to overturn for 50 years. They did. And purely for this election cycle. Because I know to almost all those folks who believe that this should be overturned, it's about life. But on the pure politics, it hurt them massively. And then Don Trump picking some of the dopiest candidates also. So I don't think Joe Biden and the Democrats should say, whoa, let's go even more woke. Let's go further left. No. Am I wrong, to quote a friend of mine? Without Roe v. Wade and without Don Trump, I say the Republicans get 20 more seats in the House and they control the Senate? Because I know Joe Biden apparently is underrated. Like, I do not want him to run in 2024. He was well down the list of people who I wanted the Democrats to pick. He gets a fair amount done, and he stunned us. And, again, without Roe v. Wade and without Donald Trump, I don't think a lot of this happened. So I still think the Democrats should tack center-left and see if the Republicans still bow down to the vision of Donald J. Trump.
Well, what would the Democrats have talked about on the campaign trail? The economy? Nope. Crime? Nope. Vote Democrat. That's about yeah. I mean, that's about all you had. But I mean, even with all that, even just look at the results last night. Less than 3%. Less than 100,000 votes was
against
the
difference. A clown candidate.
Yes.
That's who. And again, by the way, I'll say it again. If Mitt Romney runs in 2024, unless one of my kids runs, I will vote for Mitt Romney.
All of your kids?
That's a good point. Yeah. You know, all the pecking order. See how they're doing. So don't tell me, oh, liberal. Oh, yeah. I voted for Republican in 16. I'm saying on the record, I will vote for Mitt Romney over Joe Biden. Joe Biden's running also, and that's a mistake. But he's been running for president since the mid-'80s.
That's what he does.
And he says, we win again. Why is he going to think he shouldn't run? All right. Let's get to a few of them. Yes, you were wrong about the 20 seats. Doesn't agree with Roe v. Wade and Trump. I will never vote Republican if they continue with the election denying. Never. I'm a middle moderate. Isn't Big Don all about himself and money? Yes, he is. Please do not give any credit to Biden for any of the winners this past election. Ray, properly rated. For sure. Trump was proven what I said 4 years ago. He is nothing more than New York crime boss wannabe. A couple people pushing Liz Cheney. She's not a moderate, by the way. She is a conservative. She's just has eyes and ears and saw what happened. Don't act like Liz is now some moderate. She's an actual conservative.
Believing in protecting our democracy is now a moderate point of view.
Herschel's concession speech was the most coherent I've ever heard him be. 100%. 100%. I listen to your show to hear the opposing views, but when you resort to name-calling, I'm out. We go with descriptive adjectives here. It's an adult show. I don't like dull. I don't like boring. I hope you keep listening, but we're not going to be shy about opinions. And if you want just disseminating information, you get that with the newscast. You get that with other shows. That's just not me. And if you think I'm an ideologue, I think I just told you I'd vote for Mitt Romney. Let's see. Oh, a lot of good texts here on various topics. But then I look at the clock and I say, we got to get to Rena. We do not want to be late to Rena. So let's pause right here. Keep them coming. And I appreciate if you massively disagree. And still keep listening and understand it's a bit of show business, but I also believe in strong opinions. I also believe you should have strong opinions too and come at me. Just avoid foul language, and you can keep tweeting or texting all you want. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only-
only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.